Visiting this morning with Atlantic head football coach Tim Duff. I guess that's the capacity he's acting in today. We're going to talk a little bit about something special going on this year for the homecoming festivities. Tim, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on. And, opportunity here I'd like to kind of plug for homecoming this year. We're going to do a jersey auction. We're asking that community members and business members come out to the high school on Sunday of homecoming week at Sunday, September 25th. At 6 p.m. in the evening there. We have McDermott Auctioneering coming in. We're going to auction off our white jerseys of our players for that week of homecoming. And we're hoping that we can, the money raised will go to support our football program. And, the cost of athletics and sports and everything's going up. The Booster Club, they do a great job of raising money. And this was just an opportunity to raise a little more money, just for the football program. And so, it's going to be pretty simple. We're come out and we're lining the boys up one at a time, and we're going to auction off the jerseys. One through I think our highest player is 84. So 1 through 84, and you get a chance if you want to bid on your son's jersey or someone you know or someone that works in your office if they have a son that's involved in football. Hopefully we can get some of those businesses to come out, and Jake Dvorak's number one, and if you'd like to hang the number one jersey in your window that week, that's kind of what we're hoping to see. So when we come down for the parade, the kids can see how excited the community is about our football program. And not only do you get the jersey, you get the use of that jersey for the week, there were also if you win the jersey number, if you win that auction, they're going to give you 2 hours of work too. So I think it's a great opportunity for our community to come out and kind of intermingle with our kids and get to meet some of the kids if you don't already know them, and a great chance to raise some funds. I know Atlantic's very supportive of our football program, and we think it'll be a neat experience. And if you have a younger son or daughter and you'd like to come out and bid on a jersey and win a jersey for the week so they can wear that jersey to the homecoming game if they'd like, or to school a day, it's kind of you're jersey for a week. So hopefully it'll be a neat fun experience. We want to thank McDermott Auctioneering for volunteering to come out, Rex and Beth, come out and call that night and help us raise some money. And it should be a fun evening out here.
Well, we're trying to, raise some money and raise awareness, but we're also trying to raise some quality young men as well. Is that where the community service part comes in?
Yeah, we just thought that was a chance for our kids to give back, give back to the community, and, for those businesses, hopefully, when they come back to collect the jersey, to set up something to do. Hopefully it's something to improve the community, that they're going to have them, do some cleanup down around their businesses, maybe downtown, or if they need something, done around town that they'd like to see. This is a great opportunity for our kids to get out there and get more involved in the community and just put more into the community, and all around we think it'll be a neat experience for the kids and the community members, and should be a lot of fun, and hopefully we'll raise a little money in the process.
Well, homecoming's a good time to do stuff like that. Where'd you guys come up with the idea?
Just an idea we had last season that we didn't get quite put together. There's teams around the state that do similar things. And so it's a chance. I know some coaches have raised a lot of money doing it, and they do it annually. And it's something we'd like to get started and hopefully, continue down the road. And we think it could be kind of a neat experience to maybe get some of those business members and parents maybe to bid against each other and maybe run the auction, the cost up a little bit, and have a good time with it. So hopefully we get a large turnout. Even if you don't have a son involved, we're asking that you come out, and it should be a fun night, and bid on a jersey, those businesses downtown to hang those jerseys up in the windows. Since we don't do a lot of window decorating or anything for homecoming anymore, we just thought it was a chance to really show that these businesses do support our programs and our football programs. So, we'd like to see all those jerseys in every window when we come through on the parade.
Well, and sometimes it's a little easy to kind of get lost in your own world, too. And there sometimes in some communities can be a disconnect between the school system and the general community. And you know, you want to try to bridge that gap a little bit, too, and make sure everybody understands how important it is and how big a deal it is to these kids to see the support.
Yeah, you know, that's what, you know, these kids, you know, they are, you know, idols to our little kids coming up, you know, our elementary kids. You know, they can actually touch and see and feel these kids and meet them, you know, unlike some of those professional athletes. And I remember being a little kid idolizing, you know, the high school athletes, and that's who I wanted to be when I grew up, when I got big, you know, those kids were my heroes, and it's still the same. And you know, I think we have some great kids involved in our program, and it's just a great chance for them, you know, to give back and just raise, you know, our community involvement and our community and sport support of football and our athletics in general. And you know, we hope that you know, we get a large turnout and everybody has a great time at it.
So is there anything folks will see or hear during the course of the time leading up to the 25th?
You know, we're just going to kind of continue to advertise it. Hopefully, you know, we'll get it in the paper, and hopefully we get a good turnout. And, you know, I think the kids are excited about it. You know, I know some of the high school girls, you know, they don't get to wear their jerseys during the week, you know, and I know that's kind of been the case at some time. So we know that there'll be some of those girls that'll want to come out and, you know, try to bid on those jerseys or parents and friends. And, you know, we think it'll be a neat night, and hopefully we, you know, everyone enjoys it.
Do you have any goals set financially?
You know, no, we don't have any aspirations, just trying to raise as much money as we can. And, you know, the kids, football is an expensive sport, and you know, it costs a lot to run a program. And so we just thought we can help raise some money. So some of the lesser ticket items, you know, have a little cash in our football account, so we can buy some of those things like extra socks and mouthpieces and undershirts and all those little things that go into running a football program and that really add up. So, you know, we're excited, and we know, you know, Atlantic is known for football throughout the state and has been for, you know, a long time. And so we're just going to give our fans a chance to come out and show their support. And, you know, hopefully the team's heading in the right direction. And, you know, I think we've had good fan support at games so far. And, you know, hopefully they're come out on Sunday night, the 25th at 6 o'clock to the high school commons and get involved and you know, have a good night.
Okay, very good. So it'll be just a pretty casual night on the 25th.
Yep, pretty casual. Come out and you know, bring cash. We're gonna hopefully take some cash, and I guess if you have a check, you can bring that. But come out and bid, and you know, if you know you have a friend that's got a son and involved in high school football and you don't have one, you know, you can come out and give them a little bit of grief about how much money they're going to spend to win their son's jersey to hang it up in those business windows. So we think we have some great community members and some great kids, and just give us a chance to interact a little bit and get involved in the community.
And I'm sure the kids will be a little competitive too and see whose jersey gets the most money out of that deal. And if you got some heavy stuff you want to move around and maybe have a big guy do it, hold out for the larger numbers. That might be a better idea. All right, very good. Well, Tim, good luck with that, and we wish you the very best. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim.